from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that wants to wrap you in a tapestry of wool, a tapestry of lulls, just like Carole King wraps you in a tapestry of song. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this podcast. It's a podcast to put you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me. And if I could, if you fall asleep during the intro, if I could have your attention for a few minutes, and then when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, all you need to do is go to sleepwithmepodcast.com, click on the sponsors tab, because this is a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this on Android or Google Home, there's a new podcast app you got to check out, Google Podcasts. It's a free app available now for download in the Google Play Store, loaded with all your favorite podcasts, including Sleep With Me. And the amazing thing is it works cross-platform, so you can download it on your phone or your tablet. You could listen there, and then you can listen on your Google speaker. Pause it in one place, pick it up in another. It also gives you smart recommendations based on the things you already like. So get over to the Google Play Store, download Google Podcasts now, search for Sleep With Me, and subscribe. Thanks. And Sleep With Me is also made possible by the hard work of Carl W., who edits episodes, Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits episodes, Jonathan Mann's on our lullabies. You can commission a song from him, song.jonathanmann.net. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer are on our artwork. Eric and the team at Astound are on our website. Sleep With Me is a proud member of Night Vale Presents. Check out all of the other amazing shows on there at nightvalepresents.com. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. You can find all our links to everything on our website anytime, sleepwithmepodcast.com. And you can also find kindness over at the listener Facebook group. I want to thank the moderators over there. Julie and Jennifer, Lauren, Keith, and Stacy and Sarah. And that's it. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, travel, you're out of town, somebody else is out of town, you work a second or a third shift, whatever it is, I'm here to help. I'm going to try to create a safe place And ideally, you feel treated with respect, with dignity. You feel welcomed. That's one of the main things is like that I feel makes this safe place is I'm glad you're here and I really want to help. Now, the podcast, if you're new, give it a few tries and see if it helps. I'll explain more in a minute. But what I'm going to do is invite you in. Come on in. This is a safe place I'm trying to make for you. How I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents that have been rustified, sleepy dust that's on the wind, like dust in the wind. Tangents, I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to follow thoughts that were once secure, you know, like a bendy straw. My mind is like a bendy straw and my thoughts. And not just one of those bendy straws. Interesting. We'll come back to that. We'll talk straws in a little while. And, you know, just like all everyone's saying now, I don't know if they're saying BYOS, but, you know, one day you say you like them, BYOS, most of the time. But, you know, you don't have to. But I haven't seen that. I've heard the term, but I haven't seen any shirts BYOS because I guess there's so many S words. And you might say, no, we don't want you to bring that S, especially to this meeting of the community kindness meeting. No. We meant straws, you know, for our floats. Okay, anyway, let's get back. So if you're new, that's what I'm going to do. Send my voice across the deep, dark night, lulling, soothing tones, pointless meanders. And really, I'm here to keep you company, to tell you a story while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. And you can find all of that at our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. And then we have an intro, which we're like 3 minutes into. Intros are around 12 minutes, kind of like a monologue, heavy on the log, with a heavy log to make you saw on logs. If there was a punchline, I mean, whatever. I think that was a triple tagline. Yeah, but the intro kind of is to reinforce the safe place, to make you feel welcome, to help you get ready for bed, or to help ease you into bed, or to make your, you know, say, hey, brushing your teeth is so boring. Now when Scoots is here, I don't think about how boring it is because he's boring me. And I'd say, exactly, you get it, totally. If you're brushing your teeth right now, might be a little bit hard to hear me, but if you can hear me, look at yourself in the mirror and smile and say, good job, human. You're doing the darn best you can. And also great form, by the way, and that teeth brushing. But that top right spot back there. Good, very good. I've never seen a brusher. But some people listen. A few people skip the intro. Some people fall asleep during it. Some people listen to relax at work or traffic or, you know, to while they're coding or painting or coding things in paint or writing code for paint. It's a new thing. Paint-based code. PBC, oh, no, that's taken. But code-based paint, that's another one. You know, paint does spread codes, anyway, this is too deep of thinking. We say, well, that's a code. Even a picture has code to it, you know? Maybe. My brain said, keep going. I'll go back to the straws. Okay, so there was an intro. Then tonight we'll be talking about Carole King and going on a Carole King-based guided adventure, which will all be explained, or you could sleep through it. And the show will end with some thank yous and good nights. There's a little bit of business between the intro and the show. So that's the structure of the show, but you don't really need to listen. I'm here to help you fall asleep and to keep you company, just like a friend you would have over. But there's no social compact. So I've compacted the social compact, and then I composted it. And out of this, to totally work the metaphors, out of that loamy compost, I grew a podcast where I said, okay, this was once a social compact. Can we get the people from the Conjunction Junction to maybe do a song about this. And then, so out of that grew a podcast where I said, well, we're once was a social compact that you have to listen because it's a podcast, is one that says, no, no, no. Like, kick back, just like Houseplants. You don't have to listen to them. You know, they might like listening to you and you giving them attention. But, you know, when you're in bed, your houseplant's just chilling there. It, maybe the houseplant says, well, I don't got any sun rays anyway, so I'm just going to kick it too. And you can both be in a little bit of a passive mode. So you can kind of listen like a plant listens. Because a plant doesn't feel pressure to say, mm-hmm, oh, yeah. And then, maybe you ask a plant, are you listening to me? But the plant, I don't think the plant would say, no, I'm a plant, you know, really. I enjoy hearing the vibrations and the kindness in your voice, but I'm not really, I don't have a processing center. I got some cambium in here and, you know, I got a root system and all that going, but, have you breathed my oxygen? That's what I'm doing. So yeah, just keep talking. Don't worry. I'm listening in my own way. Listen to me like a plant would, I guess is what I'm saying. If you like, you can not listen at all. You can listen, you know, I think that makes sense. I haven't ever had a two-way conversation. I mean, I have unfortunately had two-way conversations with plants, but you know, that's my thing. But like most of the time, plant would say, keep going. You're doing great. And maybe I could say to you as a plant in this example, keep kind of barely listening. You're doing great. That's what this podcast is here for. That's why you're growing in the composted compact, compacted compact that's been composted. So you don't need to listen to me. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. The shows are an hour for a reason, because I'll be here till the end. If you can't sleep, you know, I'll be here to keep you company. But, you know, fall asleep at your leisure. You got plenty of time, and I'll be giving it my whole effort the whole time. And I'll be trying to follow, like I said, my thoughts, like my bendy straw thoughts, where I think that, like, here's the thing. Here's a question that just came up in my brain about bendy straws, because there's a lot of things nowadays about, you know, optimizing things or effort or whatever. I would assume that, like, I'm talking about one of those really bendy straws with, like, loop-de-loops and stuff. If you're drinking a beverage through there, does that take more work than, like, have any studies been done? They say, whoa, you know, see, where did Ryan Gosling get that jawline? And they say, okay, and then, who's got, else has got great jawlines? I'm not an expert. Well, maybe Harrison Ford, I don't know. But, you know, let's just use Ryan Gosling. We can all agree on his jawline, right? Probably. One of my parts of my brain is squealing. I said, I didn't know I had had that part of my brain in there, a Gosler. But what if we went back? Maybe Ryan Gosling, reach out to me. Like, let me know if you used a bendy straw a lot. Again, I'm not trying to, I bought a bunch of bendy straw stock before this episode and stock of bendy straws, but you say, oh, yeah, no, Ryan Gosling only drank his, like, first 20 years of his life, majority of beverages were through a bendy straw. And you say, really? Huh. Then maybe that's where that draw line comes from. Did I just say draw line? Maybe that's what it causes. Maybe it causes drawls, too. Owen Wilson's got a sweet drawl and a pretty darn good jawline, if you don't mind me saying. So I don't know what my theory was. That's my, I tried to talk about bendy straws. My brain bended it in a whole other way. So that's a theory. That could be a new podcast, Bendy Straw Theories with Scoots. Theory one. And I would say it probably has to be no, like I would not try to say, well, it wouldn't affiliate. Like, I think you're kind of doing something. There's another part of my brain trying to associate it. I'll say, well, should I get a bendy straw? And I'd say, no, you should, buy stock in bendy straw companies, actually. No, I'm kidding. No, I think it was more, you know, Ryan Gosling's genetics and the bendy straw and being like, but here's the thing. It's fun. And you could say, it's like I'm drinking with bendy straws. It's like drinking a beverage with Ryan Gosling. Almost the same thing. Or you'd say good, I guess you'd say bendy straws, good enough for Gosling. There you go. I can feel my fortunes rolling in now. What was my point? I guess my point was my thoughts tend to go in those circles. And also, I was going to mention the other straws, the slightly bendy straws with the crimp in them. And I don't know how many people do use those to make noise like I do. But my brain also makes those noises, like when you're playing with a bendy, those are bendy straws too, or adjust. I think they call those adjustable straws. You talk about a marketing term. Yeah, but I think it, I guess it is an actual, it is an adjustable straw. But straws are great. And I think we've covered that. I think that we can all agree that straws are great. And, yeah, if it's good enough for Gosling, it's good enough for me, which is like a very, could be a song. Maybe Damien could get, maybe we could do like a musical together. I don't know. Bendy Straws, the television, you know, movie musical. Anyway, I'm trying to unbend my brain to get to try to coalesce things into a point. But you don't need a strong jawline. You don't need to drink through straws. Whatever it is, like whatever's keeping you up, whether you have those things or you don't, whether you're straw free most of the time, like I am, just because I'm a gulper, however you drink your beverages or don't, you deserve a good night's sleep. Whomever you are, I really truly believe that. I believe you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, even internally, and at bedtime. And I want to help, bring some levity to that, and goof around and, you know, be silly. Oh, the silly straw. Maybe they call them silly straws. What could be more perfect? I'm going to be silly like a straw. You say, well, it's more bendy. I guess it's not bendy. It's twirly. So it's not really, I guess it is silly to, I don't know. I guess I don't have time to overthink that one. But I'd like to be as silly as a straw and keep you company, mess around, goof around. We'll have a little story tonight. We'll talk a little bit about factually about Carole King and then go on a little adventure. And you can fall asleep whenever you want. But if you need me, I'll be here for you. I'll be here for you twice a week doing my best because I've been there in the deep, dark night. And while the show doesn't work for everybody, I hope it can help you. I work very hard. I strive and I earn. I'd really love to help you fall asleep. And I really appreciate you coming by. Give it a few tries. See what happens. Thank you so much. And let's hear a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
All right, hey everybody, I thought I'd do, if you're new, it's been a little while since I've done one of these episodes. It's been not a super long time. Contacting the Carole King based algorithm that lives in my old iPod. But first, I thought I'd talk about Carole King and then briefly re-explain how the other part of this stuff. So let's just talk about Carole King real quick, because I don't know if I have, just in a factual way, from Wikipedia. So this is from Wikipedia. Carole King, born Carole Joan Klein, February 9th, 1942. So our birthdays are close together. I think we may be the same sign too. She's an American composer, singer-songwriter, most successful female songwriter of the latter half of the 19th century in the United States. 118 written or co-written pop hits on the Billboard Hot 100 between 1955 and 1999. 61 hits charted in the UK. Most successful female songwriter on the UK singles charts between 1952 and 2005. Her career began working with her first husband, Gary Goffin. They wrote 24 chart hits, which have become standards for numerous artists. She continued writing for other artists since then. Her success as a performer in her own right started in the 1970s when she sang her own songs, accompanying herself on piano in a series of albums and concerts. Her debut album was Writer, and she had a breakthrough with her album Tapestry in 1971. It was in the top 15, or top chart, topped the U.S. album chart for 15 weeks. And was on the chart for more than 6 years. Carole King's made 25 solo albums. Tapestry still holds the record for most weeks at number one. She has a most recent one is Tapestry Live at Hyde Park. It came out in 2017. Didn't know this. Sorry, Carole. My apology. I mean, I owe you a lifetime of apologies. She's won 4 Grammy Awards, is in the Singer-Songwriters Hall of Fame. Oh, no, just the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I mean, I would create one for her to be in if necessary. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Library of Congress, a Gershwin Prize, a Kennedy Center honoree. So a lot of amazing things. She was born in Manhattan. Her mother was a teacher, her father a firefighter. Is a lot of stuff. Let's see. Began kindergarten when she was 4, but went straight to second grade because of a facility with words and numbers. James Madison High School. She had a band called the Cosines. Man, I didn't realize this either. It makes me love you even more, Carole. Worked with, made demo records with her friend Paul Simon, $25 a session. Her first recording was The Right Girl. It was released in 1958 by ABC Paramount. She attended Queens College, where she met Jerry Goffin. And Neil Cicada also had dated Carole King when he was in high school. He had a hit in 1959 with Oh, Carole. Goffin wrote a playful response, Oh, Neil. Let's see what else. After writing the Shirelles Billboard hit "Will You Love Me Tomorrow," they Goffin and King gave up their daytime jobs to concentrate on songwriting.
During the 60s, there were a string of classical songs for a variety of artists. Let's see. One Chains was covered by the Beatles. Locomotion was written for their babysitter, Little Ava. Is Might As Well Rain Until September, King recorded. That was her first hit in 62. Let's see, other songs in the early period, Halfway to Paradise, Tony Orlando and Billy Fury did that one. Take Good Care of My Baby, Bobby V, Drifters, Earl Jean, Herman Hermits. Oh, I'm Into Something Good. One Fine Day for the Chiffons, Pleasant Valley Sunday for the Monkees. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Aretha. One Name Needed Only for Aretha. The duo wrote several songs recorded by Dusty Springfield, including Going Back and Some of Your Lovin'. Let's see. In the 70s was when Tapestry came out. Carole King was living in Laurel Canyon. She met James Taylor and Joni Mitchell, Tony Stern, and they started collaborating. Tapestry came out. You've Got a Friend. Let's see, did Carole help collaborate on that for James Taylor? Tapestry's first hit was It's Too Late. Carole King Music, Rhyme and Reason, Fantasy. She did a free concert in New York Central Park, 100,000 people in 1973. So this is like a pre-Scoots era still. A Wrap Around and Joy, Jazz Man, Nightingale. In 1975, in 1975, King recorded songs for the animated TV production of Maurice Sendak's Really Rosie, released as an album. I had no idea. No, I'm not familiar with Really Rosie either. Thoroughbred, she worked with David Crosby, Graham Nash, James Taylor, Waddy Wattel, and then Rick Ivers and Simple Things. Let's see, then moved to Atlantic Records for a few more of Carole's albums. Even gets this, if you didn't think it could get better, it still does. Holy cow, my ignorance on Carole King. In 1985, she wrote and performed Carolot, the theme to the Care Bears movie. In 1985, she scored and performed with David Sanborn the soundtrack to the Martin Ritt directed movie Murphy's Romance. Running Lonely, Love for the Last Time. I don't know if I know that movie. I thought it was something else. She worked with Eric Clapton and Branford Marsalis on her album City Streets. And then in 1988, she starred in an off-way production of A Minor Incident. She played Miss Johnstone on Broadway in Brothers of Red Stuff. And 1966, she was in Brighton Beach Memoirs and the production in Ireland. Let's see, in the 90s, she was getting covered more by Dinah Carroll, Mariah Carey. Let's see, who else? Some other stuff. In the 2000s, she recorded a song, hit Where You Lead, for the theme song for the show Gilmore Girls. And rewrote a few lyrics. Holy cow, Carole. You are the best. Rewrote a few lyrics to fit the mother-daughter story of the Gilmore Girls. She often performs this song live with her daughter, Louise. She rarely performed the song after its original release for a little while. Then she tried to revamp and rewrite the song to make it more relevant. And the song now is strongly associated with female friendships and family members. In 2000, she appeared in a Gap commercial with her daughter, Louise. Let's see. She did an album Rock with Steven Tyler, Babyface, and Katie Lang. Love Makes the World. There's also a deluxe edition. Let's see. King launched her Living Room tour in 2004. It sounds like something we could do, the living room and the bedroom tour. 2007, she toured Japan with Mary J. Blige and Fergie. Holy moly. That's so sweet. 2010, King and James Taylor did a Troubadour reunion tour together, recalling the first time they played at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. During the tour, King released two albums, one with James Taylor and the Essential to Carol King compilation album, and then Live at the Troubadour. Man, Carol, I've really been slacking on my list. I'm going to step it up because it's like, this is why I pay for Spotify, so I can listen to whatever I want. 2011, she released A Holiday Carol, so I got that, like, with holiday standards and new songs written by her daughter, Louise. Her autobiography, A Natural Woman, A Memoir, was released in 2012 and hit number 6 on the best-selling charts by the New York Times. In 2012, she announced, or someone announced that she was retiring from music, and that tour with James Taylor was her last. It was a good way to go out, maybe not recording or rewriting any new music. But then she said, she never said she was retiring. She was just taking a break. She campaigned for our president. She also has got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame the same year, 2012. Carole King has done a lot of work, humanitarian work. And let's see, I want to just, what is her musical here? Tributes and covers, so tons of stuff. Barbara Streisand, Isaac Hayes, some A-ha, Roberta Flack, we know that one. Helen Reddy, Carpenters, Richard Carpenter, and Scott Grimes have a Richard Carpenter produced a version of Scott Grimes. One of my favorite actors of my childhood, Gloria Estefan, I Feel the Earth Move and It's Too Late, Linda Ronstadt, Mandy Moore. Oh, so there was a film biography in 96, loosely based on King's life, Grace of My Heart, written, directed by Allison Anders. And then a musical version of King's Life, actually premiered in San Francisco, pre-Broadway in 2013. And then hit Broadway in November of 2013 at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. The book is by Douglas McGrath. Jesse Mueller played Carole King and won the Tony. And Brian Ronan won Best Sound Design for a Musical. So that's a little bit about Carole King. Maybe another time we could talk about Carole Kane, another one of my favorite carols, a lot of favorite carols. But if you're new, like I just want to touch on this briefly because I do tend to get over descriptive of this. But a long time ago, before there was iPhones, right, there was iPods. And this was before the iPod Nano. These were not solid-state drives. These were platter iPods. I don't know how long this was ago. Like, it may have been in the BCE era. Kidding. It's like 10, 12 years ago. And I don't think I got an iPod till like, the third or fourth generation. Like, I had one with a touch wheel, and so there was the first one, and maybe the second one had buttons. And either the third and the fourth one, while still having platter drives, you know what I mean. I mean, you can Google it, but I had one of those, right? I had an iPod, and this was back when the music business was still kind of trying to, like, figure things out. I did have Rhapsody for a long time, but you couldn't really use that on your iPod, but you could use that on your desktop to stream music, similar to what we do now. And I believe Steve Jobs actually kind of predicted, and I don't want to get into economics because I really don't understand it, but Steve Jobs did predict this happening, I believe. that why, like people would stop owning music and like the consumers would stop owning music and movies. But back then, at this time, you still had to own music and movies. And one way is like, so, and you had to get it from wherever you had it. Like if you had a CD, you had to convert your CD, digitize it or whatever, and then put it on your iPod. Because this was even before, I think maybe iTunes started selling songs for a buck or whatever. And there was times like if my computer wasn't necessarily connected to the internet, or I would just be rushing through. And even when I would go visit someone, it'd be like a family member, or even my parents would be, how come you haven't converted your CDs like to digital? And so I was constantly doing that. And then of course I'd say, well, you know, my fee for this is putting it on my iPod. Again, maybe that's a technicality where, you know, that I'm mistaken in my recounting of that. But, and at some point I had an iPod and I'd done this for enough people that I had a pretty diverse selection of music, including a ton of Carole King music. And my favorite thing to do was to hit shuffle on my phone or whatever, iPod. And just be surprised because I had like music from when my brother was living in Czech Republic and Italy, you know, stuff like that. So it was really fun. And the metadata on that's really fun. There's this one artist, Pinky, and I don't know if that's really the name of the artist or whatever, because I think I tried to clean it up or something. I don't know, really good pop hits by Pinky or whoever Pinky's group is. And so, but at some point, so I was listening, and I think one of the features of this particular iPod was it would keep track of what you listen to, and possibly it had a more simple algorithm in there to say, oh, you listened to the Descendants or something, so let's play more of that. And I don't know if it like even... It dug into another level of genre or anything. But at some point, and like, I do have trouble sometimes, like, delineating, you know, the meaning of things. I don't want to get into deep stuff here, but like, what, you know, who, what, why, where are, you know, here and purpose and all that, and in spirituality. And sometimes things happen that are undeniably, it was strange. And I know sometimes I interpret that as sometimes I say yes and sometimes I say no. Let's just say that. And at some point, this iPod, whether it was synchronicity, a happy accident, or something greater at work, the algorithm determined that I adored Carole King music, which is not... I do adore Carole King even more than now learning even more about her. And I do really enjoy Carole King music. And I enjoy it when it comes on. But like I said, I was always shuffling. So it wasn't like, oh boy, I got to, you know, this. I mean, now when I get done with this, I will say, okay, let me settle in for a little Carole King playlist and see if I could work to it. But at this time, it was just, I guess, like, I appreciate Carole King and I enjoy her. And adore, at this time with this iPod was a too strong word. But this algorithm either adored Carole King. Well, at first, that's what I thought. I said, well, it's a glitch. I can live with it. If it was someone else, I probably would be like, oh, boy, not another Bing Crosby holiday song. But this is great. A little Carole King action. And like, as I've said, I'm not a perfect person. And I'm definitely like ignorant on many things. And I was ignorant at the time this algorithm was occurring to Carole King's status, you know, like in the world. And so I was, at some point I did say, well, this is happening a lot. What if it's not a glitch? What if it's something more? What if Carole King's speaking to me? For some reason, I guess I am, like, this just shows, like, I said, what if I said yes to this? Like, what if Carole King... is like, again, I didn't know her status. So I said, what if she's trying to help me, or she's trying to reach out to me from the beyond? And I realize to some people this may sound out. I mean, if you don't listen to the, if you listen to the podcast, you say typical Scoots. And since then, as I've grown with the podcast, and then I've even, this is where it becomes better, not worse. It's say, wait a second, Carole King is a like an existing being within our world. And I guess I do believe in the power of, what's that tuning fork thing called? The sympathetic vibrations. And I believe that, and I do believe this, that Carole King's spirit, or her positive energy, her evolutionary, you know, drive to, you know, whatever you want to call it. But let's just use spirit and spirituality in this general sense here. We could all agree to be say, well, let's try to be comfortable with it, because it is tougher to describe in another way. But Carole King's spiritual energy for positivity and growth, and love, I would even say, in adventure is so strong that she continues to, when I say yes, she influences me just by shuffle. And I said, oh, wait, there's a spirit in this machine. Maybe I should listen to all of the shuffling. And since then, in the podcast, I've recorded some of these, recounted them. I'll just hit shuffle and then I'll see where things go. And so it was just the other day, I said, I was sitting around and I was kind of feeling listless, I guess is the right word. And I guess I am trying to be more mindful and in the moment. And this is really part of my personal journey, is to try to at least find two or three spots in the day where I can check in and be in the moment, but also maybe just listen. Maybe it's just to the sounds of the birds or my dog's breathing. And then to see if I could say, hey, Drew, do you need some comforting? Hey, if I'm with another person, to pause or before they come and say, oh, hey, is there a way of me to be service to this person? When I don't have any of that, I say, well, let me hit shuffle and see what Carol says. And so this day it was a Play That Funky Music came on. And I said, I said, okay, let's get out. Let's start walk dancing, because there's nothing better than, nothing that song makes me think more of than walk dancing. Even though you're supposed to lay down and buggy at some point. And I said, well, I could do that, but probably not on the sidewalk. And then I was like, who makes it? Is it Wild Cherry that makes that song? Because I was trying not to drink any SODA. And so I said, okay, let's not think about that. And then I was thinking about recently in the Clark's World, which is someone I support on Patreon, and it's like a sci-fi monthly. Check it out. It's like amazing collection of fictional, non-fictional stories and essays and stuff. They also have a podcast. But it recently had read something in there about space funk, particularly related to Parliament. Other than Parliament, is there other space funk? In this article, had devised that. And then I said, wait a second, did someone just said that this was the last tour? And then I was like, who was it? Was it Bootsy? Was it George? And then I said, holy Carole King, please don't let me make any presumptions and even, you know, about anybody's status anymore. But I was just walking, like a funky chicken. Is that a song, funky chicken? I think that was a song, but I was actually walking like a chicken would walk to funk, but me. So I think a chicken would more strut, but I was walking funky like a chicken. Yeah, I guess more descriptive, not like a funky chicken. I wasn't doing the funky chicken. I was walking like a funky chicken. And in all of the irony, doing that, instantly, as my headphones were ringing and my head was wondering about space funk, I did a trip right as Day Tripper came on. And luckily I made I do that so often that I made a shoulder roll which I like, because I'm just really an expert at it. And then I laid on my back and I was looking up at the sky through the trees. And then I was actually laying down and bugging, just like the previous song had said. And like I was trying to follow Day Tripper, but it just kind of moves fast. And I was looking through the trees and I said something one way, you know, and I was like, and then I was relaxing because one time I had heard about a meditation or a visualization that you can actually, this is actually something you participatory or whatever, where you try to look at it, lay on your back on the ground, or I guess you could be sitting or standing. And you're looking through a tree to the sky and you try to like look at it long enough and relax and get to a state where you're switching, like instead of this, you're seeing the sky for the trees and the trees for the sky, so that the sky is the solid and the tree is the air. And it's just, I don't know if it's a thought experiment so much as a, I don't know, I've tried to do it. I don't know if I've ever actually done it, I've spent enough hours trying to, and that's like a kind of freeway, instant way to try to day trip, in my opinion. But then at the same time, I heard this whirring and whooshing, and it was next to an empty field there, laying, and then I noticed I was distracted because I said, wait a second, this is like a dog zone, if you know what I mean. And I mean, I was on the sidewalk. And so I said, okay, let me sit up. And then I got you like, and I said, what is this whooshing and whirring? And it was the strangest thing because it was, next thing I knew, there was a ship landing and it was, this was strange. It was neon, like neon green and pink and blue, which I think are my, oh, and yeah, there were some yellow stripes. So, like, those are my favorite neons. I don't know if any, like, of neon paints and day-glow, they also call those day-glow, as opposed to neon, Claude neon, Tube Benders 99 PI neon. And on the side of the ship, it said Gray Victory. And I said, what, like, that song was also playing in my head by Carole King. And I said, 10,000, man, I see it. Like, you know, 10,000, that group, and, I said, that's funny, Gray Victory, there's nothing gray about this ship, and then I said, am I about to get funkadelic here? And, then it just sat there in the field, and I said, okay, well, maybe this is the Gray Victory. I've seen the spaceship. And then I was saying, Scoots, didn't we have a space-related adventure? How did that go? And I was trying to remember, I said, I think it had something to do with launching an entire mountain into space. It's something with a Z-O-O-O, a Z-O, yeah. And I said, how did that go? And I said, oh, that's not related to this at all. And I said, I'm pretty sure, I said, Carole King was probably the heroine. But I was like her assistant, you know, assistant to the heroine, which is always a good position to be in. And that's where, okay, so I said, say yes, Scoots. I said, Carole King, how may I serve the universe? And I, like this song came on that was like Radiohead and Smashing Pumpkins, If There Is a God. And I said, okay, well, boy, like, I said, I don't know if now's the time to ponder that question. But I said, okay, well, like I said, if there's a goddess, like, or a guiding principle or whatever, Carole King is guiding me towards this Gray Victory in day-glow colors. And I said, plus I'd like to touch the day. I said, is it a good idea to touch a spaceship, one that doesn't belong to you, two that just landed presumably from outer space? It could have been some sort of... just general ship flying machine. And so I went up to the ship. I had to walk around and get through the fence to get into the field. And by then the steam had cleared. But the ship had just kind of, it didn't sit there in total silence. There was some creaking, you know, because of the expansion and contractions with the atmosphere and the changing of temperatures of metals. Even a couple nice pops. And I said, well, I wonder what the temperature is. And I said, will this be a matte feel or a shiny feel? Because I don't associate, no offense, but I associate day glow colors and matte. And I did put my hand on this one part of the ship on the, my thumb was on the blue, that day glow blue. My index finger was on, you know, a hot pink or hotter than a hot pink. My middle finger was touching yellow, and then my ring finger was touching green, and I was kind of rubbing, like, caressing the ship. I mean, yeah, I guess gently caressing the side of the ship, feeling it. And as all things Carole King tend to do, I started to feel that the ship was beautiful, and the cure came on, how beautiful you are. And I said, holy, my, you know, Caroloni, and I said, you're a really nice ship, I really, really like you, and I'm just wondering if anybody, you know, at some point, I said, if you have a purpose, or you got, like, one of those gantries to lower, or you want to let me in on anything, I'm probably not the only one that sensed your arrival. And then I said, okay, maybe nothing. I said, well, I'm here on behalf of Carole King. And then just like in every movie, mostly, I don't think in The Arrival this happened, but, cause you had to go up in the bottom of it. Like the steam, you know, went, and then the gantry came down, and the entrance was, you know, shrouded in mist, and I stood there kind of in amazement, but also in a hurry, because they said, I said, we got to get this taken care of before, you know, I've seen enough TV shows to know what happens next. Just, they're going to cover this thing right up. And then nothing happened other than the steam clearing. And I said, okay, I guess I should go up the gantry way, but then I had Arrival in my head. I said, well, I'm not qualified for that kind of communication. Or maybe I am, like, because I'm not, like, good at regular communication. And I said, well, I'm not good at interpretation. And I said, Scoots, why are you down? This is beautiful. Let's just go on there and tell them how beautiful your ship is. It could be Parliament and Funkadelic together again, as, you know, same band with two names. He said, Carole King wants you. Go ahead. You're in the arms of Carole. You're wrapped in her tapestry around your shoulders, keeping you safe. And so I walked up the gantryway. I walked into the ship and, went into, like, what could only be called a foyer, or, like, I guess in a more modern home, as we've talked about in the past, a mudroom. Which, like, I said, well, is this a foyer or a mudroom? I said, is that the right term, foyer, F-O-Y-E-R? And I said, usually, if you have a foyer, that's at the front of your house, right? And it's a place, really, where your stairs end. And I said, is that the door, like, that's between the two doors? And I was talking to myself about this, which I find can either be disarming or, you know, it could help me if anybody was observing me. Plus, I was just wondering. And then I said, I wonder if spaceships have a shoes on or shoes off policy like homes do. And because I can see the mudroom, that's from the garage into the kitchen. It's an extra place to take your boots off if you live in winter place or a muddy place. Or a place where you say, we got to find another room to sell these people. You know, they say, well, this also has a mudroom, by the way. Will that seal the deal? If I lived in an area that had, I'd probably say, ooh, mudroom. Is that like a kind of mud I can get into to realize? That would be my mudroom. Yeah. Like a room full of mud. Like, of course, temperature controlled. Not a room made of, maybe a mud, a room made of mud. That I said I could go for that, but I prefer like a kind of like a hot tub with mud. And maybe a couple mud benches that are part, you know, for relaxation. And then I thought about, okay, and there was a bench there. Or I said, holy cow. First I sat down on the bench. I said, what a buffoon I can be sometimes. I said, this could actually be a being. and I just sat on the being. And unfortunately, then Achilles' Last Stand, like from Led Zeppelin, a live version of that started in my headphones. And I said, I better turn the volume down. And actually, the bench said it was a being. It said, hey, buddy, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I didn't know where to look because it did not have a clear. I said, do you, and again, I thought about nature and stuff. Do you look a bench in the eyes or not? But I was kind of so flummoxed that I said, like, I looked to the left, I looked to the right, I looked up, I looked down. I was sitting on the floor at this point. And I said, gee, I'm so sorry. Like, I had my volume turned up. I just didn't know is this a shoes on or shoes off spaceship? And then I saw the bench began to laugh. And it was a bench like where if you once you calm down for a few seconds, you say, oh, you just look at the bench straight on. And that's like the proper way to do it. And again, when you need it, you can also use this to just picture a tapestry of Carole King, not just a physical and an aural one wrapping you on your shoulders, but also winding its way through your ears, through your lymphatic system, through your circulatory system, her music vibrating in the spaces between your cells, and then helped me calm down to the fact I was talking to a bench that I just sat on. And I was asking it what could be a ridiculous question because the bench was having a chuckle. And then the bench said, Achilles. And I said, oh, have you seen the movie? I think that's how they said it in the movies. And then the bench mentioned the irony that I was talking about shoes and Achilles. And I said, oh, you're pretty familiar with the human anatomy, huh? And the bench said, you're not really familiar with our anatomy. And I said, nope. You said, but to be perfectly honest, I said, by the way, the paint outside of the ship is gorgeous. And I don't mean to like shortcut our rapport building session here or whatever it is. And also ask a billion questions about how are we communicating? And are you like, I said, but I don't know which planet you think you like, if you thought you landed on a planet open-minded and embracing. But I have a feeling that's like two or three solar systems over. This one, I said, usually there's like, I said, in the bench, took a breath and said, oh, darn, we did miss the mark. We were trying to get to one of the planets Carole King's on. And I said, oh, she has a planet now. I said, that makes perfect sense. I said, by if you're going there, could I get a ride with you? And the bench said, no, we're supposed to be here. And I said, okay. I said, well, how can I help? And then the bench said, was this Omaha? And I said, actually, it is not Omaha. So I said, that's good. We've got that. I said, I do know someone from my friend David Kay, who makes Love Your Work podcasts. I think he's from Omaha. And the bench said, I love that guy. I said, yeah, he's a bachata dancer. Bachata. I said, I always mispronounce that. And then the bench said, you know, I saw your dancing. And I said, I don't mean to take things off the rails here, but I said, are you the whole ship or just a bench? And they said, harumph, just a bench. And I said, okay. I said, okay. So I'm sorry. I dove back into the niceties. I said, this isn't Omaha, but, they can probably help get you there. I said, we should probably get on. I said, does this have a cloaking mode? And the bench said, no. The day glow colors, yeah, they're a cloaking mode, but, you know, in plain sight. And I said, okay, you're not familiar with Omaha or day. I said, well, can you get a liftoff going here? I said, I'll get you to Omaha. Right. We'll be, you know, right away. And we took off. And then as we were launching off vertically within Earth's atmosphere, the bench said, well, where to? And I said, straight to Omaha. And the bench said, okay, which way? And I said, my phone's really not getting the best service up here. And then I even said west. And I said, no, east. But this ship, I guess, I said, you better slow down. Because I said, okay, we're over like Honolulu now. And I said, okay, no, east. And I said, okay, I think one time I drove from Indianapolis to Omaha. I don't know if I drove straight there or, and then the bench said, Americans. Like, I said, oh, yeah. He said, okay, geography is not our forte. He said, have you ever had our French fries? And the bench said, no. And I said, okay, now we know. He said, okay, where in Omaha? And then the bench just laughed because that was, I said, okay, we'll find it. And I said, okay, let me look out the window. And the bench showed me where a window was. Because it's like in a Counting Crows song, Omaha was playing the whole time. And then I said, how am I going to find Omaha? I don't know. Like everything looks the same from up here. I mean, once you're over the Sierra Nevadas, then I really said, then I was out of my depth. I said, is Nebraska before or after the Rocky Scoots? And I said, I got no idea. And then I was trying to get my phone to tune something in. Then the Pixie song Tame came on, and I said, oh, okay, just calm down. And then I said, oh, the Omaha Zoo, I've been there. And it was indoors, and I went back to the bench, and I said, I had gotten a signal, so at the same time, all the light bulbs went off, the Pixies, Tame, the Zoo. And I think my phone had heard me, so it gave us directions to Omaha Zoo. And then I said, okay, wait a second. This, we're up in the air, though, so what does this mean? And then the bench said, and I said, okay, stop. Can you stop the ship? Can this ship hover? And the bench said, of course it can hover. And I said, okay, go. And I said, can you, rotate the ship so I can figure out what direction we're pointing in? And, rotate it 90, what's the difference between 90 and 45 degrees? And the bench was, it said 50%. And I said, holy cow, we got ourselves a bench median. And the bench said, close. And I, okay. And finally, the short answer is, we got our directions. We started heading towards the Omaha Zoo. And I said, what's our mission? What does Carole King need us to do? And the bench said, make a delivery. And I said, okay, well, where? And I said, Carole King's in charge, Scoots, don't worry. That's what the bench said to me, I said to me. And so we were kind of hurtling at it more than really fast, but really safe. And I saw somewhere, I would assume it was the Omaha fairgrounds or the Omaha, parade grounds or something just outside of Omaha, an open space area, but it was very organized and I could see people gathered. And then from within the ship, I felt a thumping. And I said, that is both a bay. I said, this is some deep funk within me. And I felt something you can only I know there's probably instruments or sounds that make a wiggity wiggity, but I don't even know how to describe it. But it's a bassy thing with a wiggity wiggity in you, kind of like a pleasant wheezing sound. And I said, is this maybe that's the instrument? When you're in the kids' percussion, you got your triangle, you got your blocks, you got your shakers, you got also maracas and shakers nowadays. You have other things, but then you have a wooden thing that you rub a stick on, and it has little notches in it. I don't know what that's called. I don't think it's a piccolo, but I always associate the piccolo with this, even though I'm wrong. Also tambourine. I'm sorry, tambourine. I forgot to mention you and any other special kids percussions, because I was hearing kids percussions. Yeah, but I was also hearing a funk cover of NWA song, Gangsta Gangsta. And I couldn't believe my ears that it was so good. And it was just like, it was, I don't know, like, and I said, is this playing in my, because that song was playing, that's how I recognize this song. And then by the brilliance of Carole King. And then I felt our ship descending, and I could feel the music, the sweet beats, sweet funky beats. I noticed I was dancing a bit like still like a funky chicken, a chicken, whatever, you know, I was dancing funkily. And then I was dancing to funk. I was actually being vibrated by the funk. And we landed in a field where there was like in this the ship, you know, it did the same thing I saw. And I felt it in my heart, really. Like sometimes when you're at music festivals, you know, it can't be great. But there's other times, at least for me, you feel a connection or you feel or you're with a group of people that you don't know experiencing something. It could be just in a museum. And there is some sort of connection. And I felt it. I could feel the joy of the people gathered around the ship because the music was blasting out of the ship. It became totally clear to me that this was like some sort of funkadelic moment and that I was in something like the mothership connection, and I was feeling the mothership connection. And, of course, then we landed, a stage descended, and Parliament, got out there and started laying it down, and they did like their own songs and covers, and a lot of it had a throughput to encourage people to treat everyone with dignity and kindness, or to say, well, please, you're not treating people, you know, really like mind-blowing. And I could feel the connection, the mothership connection, between the music, between Carole King, the audience, Omaha, the Dayglo colors. Then I noticed there was also neon in the ship as the night fell. And it was just a moment. Like I said, holy mackerel. And then I said, I need a nap. And then I said, I don't know, there were set breaks, but it was a really long set. I went back to the bench and I said, thank you. And the bench said, hey, like, I didn't mind you sitting on me. We are, by the way, we're a no-shoes ship. And I said, okay, let me take my, and the bench said, I'm just kidding. And I said, I could leave my socks on. And then I climbed on the bench and I curled up, feeling the funk outside of the ship, experiencing the funk, and curled up there, feeling safe at the same time, feeling warm. And feeling surrounded and embraced in the connection with Parliament, Funkadelic, the mothership, the whole thing, NWA, everybody. And yeah, I felt good, and I drifted off into one of those deep, calming, resting, luxurious naps. I drifted off so comfortable on this bench that was also snoozing and snoring, and the bench's snoring was also just relaxing and comforting me in a reassuring way. Both of us cloaked and swaddled by the tapestry of Carole King. Thanks, Carole. I want to thank everybody who supports the show on Patreon. Greta, Adam, and Carrie with a K. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Zachary, Jessica, and Liam. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Patrick, Joan, and Eric. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Lena, Jackie, and Kelsey. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Serena, Ruth, and Nick. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. John, Alex, and Kelly. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. David, Gary, and Ian, thank you, thanks, and good night. Christine, Stephanie, and Susan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kenneth, Samantha, and Emily, thank you, thanks, and good night. Owls, William, and Dustin, thank you, thanks, and good night. Shelley, Julia, and Terry, thank you, thanks, and good night. Stanley, Ken, and Connor, thank you, thanks, and good night. Marla, Eddie, and Ashley, thank you, thanks, and good night. Dennis, Richard, and Wilsker, At W, thank you, thanks, and good night. At Tom, Christine, and Rachel, thank you, thanks, and good night. David, Carrie, and Lindsay, thank you, thanks, and good night. At Mary, Stephanie, and Susan, thank you, thanks, and good night. Lisa, Murray, and Kelly, thank you, thanks, and good night. Elizabeth, David, and Cade, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kate, Eric, and Jay, thank you, thanks, and good night. Madison, Samantha, and Marinda, thank you, thanks, and good night. Christina, Nancy, and Tia, thank you, thanks, and good night. Eleonora, Faith, and Gina, thank you, thanks, and good night. Lynette, Mike, and Heath, thank you, thanks, and good night. Mary, Ashley, and Jen, thank you, and thanks, and good night. Colleen, Jack, and Alania, thank you, thanks, and good night. Colleen, Jack, and Alina, thank you. Thanks and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show on Patreon on a monthly basis. That's really, you keep the show going. If you want to find out how to become a patron or look at our sponsors or look at anything else up, go to our website, SleepingPodcast.com. And we're part of Night Vale Presents, and you can find out about all of the amazing shows over there at NightValePresents.com. Thanks and good night. And especially the newest show, Good morning, Night Vale. I'm saying good night, but in the morning, hey, give it a listen. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all-intro episode. So that's in the all-intro all-night feed. And again, like, so much easier, like, these all-intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all-intros, I bet 200 of those are all-intros, maybe even more. And then in the story, both in the story-only episode feed and then in the all ad-free feed, Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabalik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way. But these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.